Hotel. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hey there. I was looking to make a reservation at your hotel.
Sure, no problem.
Name is Ron Sterling, and I'm going to be flying into your location next Wednesday, first class.
Awesome, Ron. Next Wednesday.
Yeah, not sure if you heard me, though. I'm flying first class.
Yeah, first class. I hear that's a great way to travel.
Costs a pretty penny, but let me tell you, worth it.
Yeah, so how many nights will you be staying with us?
Ever flown first class before?
No, I can't say I have.
I have, and I will be. It's exhilarating, especially when you get to board the plane before any of those babies and toddlers.
That's great.
Yeah, that's right. When they call out first class, I immediately yell winner and tell everybody to get out of my way.
So how long will you be staying?
Just got to tell you a little something. Okay.
Okay.
Looking at all those stressed out moms with their brightly colored bags, hating on the first class guy just because I got the cash to travel in style. It's ridiculous, but haters gonna hate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I right? All right. Anyway, I'm gonna be staying 3 nights at your hotel.
3 nights. Okay, great. So coming in Wednesday and leaving on...
Kind of goes without saying, too, but I'm really hoping the chairs in your rooms are half as comfortable as the ones I'm gonna be having in first class.
We are actually a... first class hotel, so our chairs will be very comfortable.
All right. Well, first class hotel, but it's not like the first class plane that I'm flying in. First class, hello, first aboard. The seats in those planes, by the way, the first class section, it feels like you're being cuddled by hundreds of puppies. It's so nice.
That sounds very comfortable.
And don't get me started on the breakfast buffets and cocktail specials. You have not lived until you've traveled first class.
I've definitely heard the drinks are amazing.
Yeah, they are. That's why I'm flying it. I'm flying first class over there.
Yeah, Ron, you've mentioned that a lot. That's great.
Well, that's funny because most of my friends call me first class Ron because that's how I like to travel. I should start calling you, what's your name again, Vicky?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call you Coach Vicky.
Sir, did you just call to talk about first class? Or are you calling to make a reservation? Because that's what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah.
And we're not getting any progress.
I'm trying to make a reservation too, but you keep asking me about first class since I mentioned it. And it's like, yeah, I'm flying first class. I do it all the time. It's no big deal for me. I understand it's a big deal for you, though. I get it.
Sir, I have never brought up first class. I haven't asked you once about it.
Okay.
You have been the one talking about this the entire time, just bragging.
You know who would say something like that? Somebody that flies economy. Yes, I fly first class.
I'm sorry, I've had it. This is so frustrating trying to speak with you. And
I get it. You're obviously getting frustrated because you've never flown first class before, and I travel first class all the time.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's frustrating because you just keep talking about it and talking about yourself. And
all right, economy class, Vicky. Listen, I get it. You don't talk to a lot of people.
Why are you calling me that? That has nothing to do with the issue.
Well,
the reason this isn't working is because you're boasting about yourself. You think you're better than other people, and you're not. All you do is think about yourself and talk about yourself, and it's not getting us anywhere in what I'm trying to help you do.
Okay. That was harsh.
Well, I'm not trying to. It's frustrating. I'm trying to help you.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yes, you're right. I fly first class to overcompensate for something of mine.
Oh, my God. Please do not go there.
Well, I have to because you just took it there, and fine. Yeah, okay. I've got some, well, I was going to say big problems, but some small problems in that department. So I fly first class so people will think I'm a big, important man.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. It's tiny.
Okay, well, why don't you just call back when you've gathered yourself, please?
Even your brother Mark thinks it's tiny.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, your brother Mark, because he's the one that set you up for this prank phone call. This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your brother Mark set you up.
What? Oh, my God, what?
Yeah, he says that you work at a very high-end hotel and have to deal with douchey people all the time, so he wanted to play a joke on you.
Oh, my God.
You know, Vicky, there's only one way to describe this prank phone call.
What?
First class. That's right. First class. Again.
Who even says that?